Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
So Tom Brady made more history yesterday. In the third quarter, he threw 24-yard touchdown pass to Josh Gordon, which tied Brady with Peyton Manning for the most touchdown passes in NFL history. That combines regular season and playoff touchdowns for Tom Brady. Shannon, is this record big deal or no big deal?
None. Zero. Zilch is a nothing burger.
Zero?
Zero nothing, Skip Bayless. Oh. We never do this with any other records. We never do this with any other player combining regular season and postseason. Huh. Tom Brady has all the postseason football awards. Most touchdown passes, most yards, most completion, most attempts, all the most wins. But that's not good enough. Because we got to get him at the top of the list because, you know, right now Drew Brees has more touchdown passes. Mm. Drew Brees has more passing yards. When do we do this with any other? We do this in basketball? Did we say Michael Jordan, if you combine his regular season and postseason points, he surpassed Wilt Chamberlain? We never did that. Did we do that in baseball? If you combine this guy's RBIs and his postseason RBIs, they're the great. We didn't do that. We've only done it for Tom Brady. And I saw something yesterday. Because everybody tells me Tom Brady only concerns himself with winning. But I pull something. And Jenny, you know I don't normally pull video. But can we run that tape?
Oh, you pull it every
No,
Monday.
I don't pull it. Can we run that tape?
Yep.
For a guy that cares nothing about his stats, DJ, drop that track. When did you ever see somebody, Jenny, take a kneel down forward? Oh. They normally step back and then point to the official. You see where I went down at? I thought he didn't care anything about his stats, Jenny. All he cared about was winning.
Was the game over?
The game was over.
Oh, thank you. Who won?
Whoa.
Whoa. So
when do they start kneeling forward, Skip Bayless?
Who won?
Because they tell you to get away from the line because you don't want them to push back on you and have the ball pop out. Oh, so now we changed the rules, and so now we kneel forward.
Huh.
Skip Bayless, you know this is a bunch of bull jive.
Huh.
Combine it. So now we're going to start combining. We never did that for Jerry. If you combine Jerry's regular season and postseason, he has more touchdowns receiving than Steve Largent.
Yeah.
We never did that. Now we're doing that so we can get Brady into the conversation because so now he has more passes. No, he doesn't. Peyton Manning has 539 regular season touchdown passes. That is the NFL record. Until somebody does passes him, he is the all-time leader in passing touchdowns.
So, once again, you swung and missed at the point of all this. The reason that you had to show the video was that Tom Brady went over 1,000 yards rushing for his career. And that was a big deal to him because do you remember the 40-yard dash he ran at the combine? It was simply the ugliest, most embarrassing 40-yard dash in history. And Tom Brady would be the first to tell you he can't run a lick. But he went over 1,000 yards rushing, so he didn't want to lose his quote-unquote personal record by going backwards
So he's padding stats. Is that what you're telling me?
No, well, he's padding a stat that meant a lot to him after the game was over.
He is killing the clock on the dub. So let me ask
killing
you
the clock.
So when did we start kneeling forward? When did this happen, Skip?
Well, he's trying to protect because he had to kneel.
He doesn't care about stats, what you keep telling me.
No, I think he cares about that
stat. Tom Brady.
You know why he cares about it? Because everybody ridicules him for that stat, including his head coach who took another shot at him after the game. Yeah, that's what we need, yards rushing from our quarterback, right? Yeah, because clearly he's very jealous of his quarterback.
I want you to that same energy that you got right now, Skip Bayless. Yep. Will LeBron James get that triple-double and he stays in the game late?
Thank you for bringing up LeBron James, because every time LeBron passes somebody else on the all-time list, you get up here, you come out in your unk costume, you know, with your goat mask on, and you say you did it again, and you put your black and mild in your goat mask.
I don't say anything about postseason.
Yeah.
All I say is regular season.
And I keep saying, but he's played so many more games than anybody, and that's what this is about.
He ain't played
Tom has played games. He's played a whole lot of games. So this isn't a record per se. It's just an achievement. It's a feat, if you will. He has played until he's 41. And by the way, yesterday he looked like he was playing 31
years. Has he played more games than Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
Okay, then, so what are we talking about?
Okay, well, that's what I say. It's just an achievement. It's a feat. It's a longevity.
Just like LeBron.
Just like LeBron.
Don't do that.
And next time you try to bring that LeBron garbage in here, I'm going to throw it right on the floor just the way you're throwing this on the floor.
This is my side over here. Yeah, okay. You have no business on this side of the table.
Yeah, well,
there's an imaginary line that says, okay, Shannon Sharpe's property, do not cross.
Yeah, but it was so funny because all I could see and read last night and hear last night was people ridiculing Brady for the 1,000-yard record, you know, going over 1,000 yards.
Oh, on your Twitter, and your one follower?
I think I have a couple more than you do.
Don't worry about what I got, but my love me. They engage me. They say, what's going on today? I'm like, I'm chilling.
Yeah, I don't have an alter ego. May I need to get one? No, I'm just me.
No,
I'm just real.
Curmudgeon.
I'm just
that's
real.
Your alter ego.
That's not my. Yeah. That's me. That's just me. 1,000% me.
All I'm saying is, Skip, is that we are not all of a sudden combining regular season and postseason for what? When we've never done it before. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? If Aaron Rodgers had somehow pulled off this feat yesterday, they would have stopped the game if it had been in Lambeau, and they would have brought out a convertible, and he would have sat up on the back seat, and they would have done three rings around, and he would have waved to the crowd
Drew Brees had been past Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, Peyton Manning, if you combine postseason and regular season. But we didn't.
Nobody threw a parade about this. It just got mentioned.
Why are we mentioning it?
Huh?
Because we've never mentioned it before.
It's just another feat. You're watching living history here.
Wait a second. It
is a privilege and an honor to watch this man continue to operate at age 41 at the level he's operating.
Really?
You should sit back and say, wow, I'm blessed to be able to watch this man play quarterback.
Eli Manning got more touchdown passes. Really?
Huh.
So it was what? And they think about getting rid of Eli, and you talking about Tom Brady going to play another 4 years. Yeah, I'm missing something.
But Eli always got to operate in a passing offense, and Brady runs in a 50-50 offense.
Oh, so not Brady. So hold on. In a 50-50, and this man got this many passing yards, I'm missing something.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You just told me he doesn't have a running game. He's never had a running game. But now you say he operating a 50-50 run pass.
There have been lots of games when he did have a running game, when he had LeGarrette Blount, where Belichick just dropped the hammer on Tom Brady and said, we're going to run the ball tonight.
Yeah, they rushed for 200 to 300 yards. So what's he supposed to do? So you want him to be able to rush for 300 and throw for 400? So you want 700 yards of total offense? He had 630 and took an L.
He just wants to win.
Oh, is that why he kneeled forward?
Yeah.
So what was that going to happen? Wasn't that going to get him another seven?
That was victory formation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally what they do is that they take
call
the snap
victory
and they step.
Formation.
Jenny, Jenny, you won't tell that. What they do? What they normally do, Jenny?
Victory formation.
I'm talking to Jenny. Just take it right there. Now all of a sudden he kneeled forward and then point to the official. There goes the spot.
Because he's trying to stick it to all you haters that he got over 1,000 yards and he didn't want to give it back.
You ought to be ashamed.
He doesn't want to end that game with 999.
No, man. The Packers, they were upset at Lambeau yesterday by the lowly Cardinals 20-17, which basically sealed their fate in missing the playoffs. After the game, Mike McCarthy was fired by the team after 13 seasons in Green Bay. McCarthy coached the Packers to a Super Bowl title in 2010, but Green Bay will likely miss the playoffs for the second year in a row. And earlier this year, we all remember this, Aaron Rodgers, he was calling out McCarthy's play calling. So, Shannon, are you surprised the Packers made this move?
No, I'm not. Skip, actually, I was getting ready to tweet after the Cardinals had upset the Packers. I was going to take a shower, and then I was going to tweet. There's no
you got
way.
To tweet instantly.
Skip,
what it is.
You know,
You know, there's no time for showers.
Yeah, there's no time.
Tweeting and showers don't go together. Nobody can smell you on Twitter, right?
No, you don't have to clean up. I wasn't feeling fresh.
Okay.
So I get my phone and I'm starting to tweet and I look at the TV, breaking news. Scrolling across the bottom of the screen. Skip, I don't think this caught anybody by surprise. I think we all thought this was going to happen at the end of the season, at bare minimum. But once you lose to the lowly Cardinals, and I think Aaron Rodgers said it in his tone, that's a team we should beat. They were 13-point favorites. And you get a dome, warm weather team out in the elements. You got to beat them. And it didn't happen yesterday. And Mike McCarthy is gone. And I believe this move is 3-4 years too late. Skip, I look at it like this. When you have a transcendent quarterback, it's not just good enough to make the playoffs. And I think that's what the Packers front office relied upon. Well, we're going to the playoffs. That's good enough. No, no. When you have a pantheon great quarterback, Getting to the playoffs is not good enough. You need to be able to get to and contend for titles. Mm. And the Packers had been unable to do that for an extended period of time. I think they held on to Dom Capers, the defensive coordinator, for far too long. They let Julius Peppers go. They let Charles Woodson go. They let Micah Hyde and Casey Hayward. Micah Hyde and Casey Hayward, all pros last year, Skip. Mm. They were in Green Bay. So it seems to be that Ted Thompson, who they also let go this offseason, had a philosophy, we're going to get young guys and we're going to develop those. Well, the guys that you had, you let them go. Mm-hmm. I think, and Julius Peppers proved that he still has something in the tank. Charles Woodson went to 2 Pro Bowls. He still proved he had something in the tank. So, Skip, I'm not surprised by this, but Aaron Rodgers is not without culpability. He knows, and look, we look at his body of work this year, Skip, he's 21-1. 21 touchdowns, 1 interception. Their inability to run the football, but I think Aaron can play a lot better than what he's played. But he's been unhappy for quite some time with Mike McCarthy. They got rid of a good friend of his who's also the quarterback's coach, Alex Van Pelt. Mm-hmm. They didn't confer with him. And normally, especially when you make an offensive move, someone of Aaron Rodgers' mm-hmm. cachet, you normally run things by him, and clearly they didn't. Kind of told him the direction that the team was heading in. But he hasn't been happy with Mike McCarthy for an extended period of time. Mm. Skip, I am not surprised by this. This team is underachieved. The division was right there for them to take. Minnesota did not take off with this acquisition of Kirk Cousins like they thought they would. The Lions are the Lions. Matthew Stafford is doing Matthew Stafford things. The Bears are in the leading this division. But we don't know when Trubisky's going to get back, and they're relying on Chase Daniels. Mm-hmm. Skip, I'm not surprised this happened. It should have happened 3-4 years ago, but it happened now. And so now the Packers can move on knowing that they're going to have a new coach next season.
Hmm. So I hear everything you just said, but I'm interpreting it completely upside down from the way you were interpreting it, because I blame Aaron Rodgers far more than I ever blamed Mike McCarthy. But I am not surprised, because yesterday Aaron Rodgers officially quit on Mike McCarthy, because I had the game on. I didn't watch it carefully. But from what I saw of Aaron Rodgers' body language yesterday, it said all game long, until you get rid of this guy, I'm not really going to be into playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. And the Packers hit bottom yesterday.
They did.
And so Mark Murphy, the president, who now controls everything in the franchise, he took about an hour after the game just to shake his head and say, well, wait a second. We just lost in the cold, in the snow, if you will, to a rookie quarterback in Josh Rosen, who, to my eye, is not very good, and a 2-9 Arizona Cardinals team mm-hmm. at Lambeau Field mm-hmm. on the frozen tundra, the hallowed tundra mm-hmm. of Lambeau Field. And during that game, Green Bay went 3-14 on third down conversions. Is that good?
No, that's
not
terrible.
Very good. And Green Bay then fell subsequently to 26th in the NFL in third down conversions. Is that good?
No.
Is that Mike McCarthy's fault? I don't know. Maybe
what about play calling does have something to do with
maybe
that?
Maybe some of it, but there were many years when I was covering this league early in Mike McCarthy's career when he was considered one of the best play callers in pro football. So did he and Aaron just fall completely apart? Yep, they did.
Has he updated his resume recently?
I guess not. But has Aaron? Nope.
Yep.
So who's going to win this battle? How about the quarterback who just last August got the new 4-year deal worth $100 million guaranteed? Yep. The quarterback who is making $33.5 million per year. The quarterback who all told this year, this season, is making $67 million for by far the worst year of his career.
Mm. Think about what you're saying now. Mm. 21-1, worst year of his career.
Worst year of his career because he's now 19th in QBR.
Stop it, Skip Bayless. Will you stop doing that?
And he has broken the all-time record for throwaways because if he doesn't love what he sees, he just throws it away and says, I'll try another one.
I saw Tom Brady do 3 of those yesterday on screen passes.
Tom Brady played probably his best game of the year yesterday, so thank you for bringing him up. We'll talk about him yesterday.
Yes, we will.
Unfortunately, we will talk about him.
Unfortunately.
Yes, we will. So, you continue to call Aaron Rodgers the GOAT. He was just the lowercase GOAT in that game yesterday. But you call him the GOAT, and the GOAT always needs a scapegoat. And Mike McCarthy became the scapegoat because Mike McCarthy makes about $6 million a year. So let's see, $100 million guaranteed versus $6 million a year. I think Mike was just going to go.
Has his offense progressed? Has it gotten better?
Nope.
Has the play calling got any better, Skip Bayless? Where's the adventure? Where's the imagination?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a Devontae Adams who he looks like a top 10 receiver to me, and he caught 8 passes yesterday. And Jimmy Graham, I know he's got a broken thumb, but he caught 8 passes yesterday, and he's been pretty good all year. I know Randall Cobb's only played 6 games, but he's pretty good. And those two kids,
no, Randall Cobb, Skip.
What's that?
Randall Cobb is not the same Randall Cobb.
Okay, well, I think he looks pretty good. And 6'5" Equanimeous and 6'4" Valdez Scantling, they look like young studs on the rise. And how they don't contribute more,
one
I don't know.
No passes, and the other guy caught 2 passes.
Yep. So if Tom Brady were having a year as abysmal as Aaron Rodgers is having, as his team has fallen to 4-7-1, you would be calling for Tom Brady's retirement.
Well, Tom Brady's just thrown 20 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Mm. Aaron Rodgers is 21-1. But you see how we equate quarterback play and team success?
Brady is 9-3 in position.
Tom Brady's 9-3 or the Patriots 9-3? So do the Patriots have 20 touchdowns and 8 picks?
He's been
or
the
do Tom
driving
Brady?
Force of that team because that defense until yesterday, that was the first time all year the defense actually looked credible.
You see?
Dare
you
I
see
say
what you did,
credible?
Skip? You see what you did?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and every time they win, Tom Brady is unbelievable. But the moment they lose, oh, that defense is terrible.
Hmm.
Oh, did you see what Matthew Stafford did to it? Did you see what Blake Bortles did? Did you see what Marcus Mariota?
Well, did you? Did you? Those are good questions.
I also saw what Tom Brady did. That's what I'll be seeing.
Oh, really?
Did you see him in Tennessee? Did you see him, Skip Bayless, in Tennessee?
Have you seen Aaron Rodgers from game one on? This is horrendously bad. But again, apologists, defenders, blind witnesses, because Aaron is the LeBron James of the NFL.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If Aaron Rodgers is 21-1 and his team is 9-2, do we think Aaron Rodgers is having a bad season? We look at the team success and we say, well, they're not playing well. So, granted, do I believe Aaron Rodgers can play better? Yes. I believe there are throws that he's missing. I believe there are throws that he's leaving on the table. But because this team is so bad currently, we automatically look at Aaron Rodgers. Think about this. He's 21-1. Tom Brady is 20-8.
So let me ask you this. What am I to do with the fact that Aaron Rodgers ranks 28th in the NFL in completion percentage? And if I just take the 13 quarterbacks with 400 or more attempts, he ranks dead last of those 13 with 400 more attempts. So what am I supposed to do with those numbers?
Because here's the thing, Skip. Their inability to run the football. See, you talk about Tom Brady. They took a 6'4" receiver and they turned him into a running back. Aaron Rodgers said, I dealt with that for 3 years because Ty Montgomery was my starting running back for the last 3 years, and he's a wide receiver. But you didn't make concessions then. You applaud Coach Belichick for using a wide receiver and Tom Brady for finding ways to get him the ball. But Aaron Rodgers was dealing with that for 3 years, and he never said a word.
Even Aaron Rodgers has been applauding Aaron Jones as a real stud for him at running back.
11 for 36. Is that good?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just didn't give him the ball enough. Play calling, I don't know.
You see?
Yeah, maybe Mike McCarthy said, okay, Aaron, I'm going to let you do it today against the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, you're going to let him
do
it?
So, Aaron, you do it. You throw it. And on third down, are you believing 3 of 14 versus Arizona? How can you defend that? Why do we keep giving Aaron Rodgers passes for all the incomplete passes that he throws?
Hold on, Skip. The thing is that when you realize, here's the thing that a quarterback has to do, and he has to do it instantaneous, but he knows going into the game, my defense isn't very good. If I were to turn this ball over or put this ball in harm's way, we're 4-6. I'm 21-1. 21 touchdowns, 1 interception. If I were to turn this ball over, what chance? There's already minimal chance that we're going to win the game, even if I don't turn the ball over. If I turn it over, we got no chance. So what is
maybe
he supposed to do?
Maybe he should take some chances to make some downfield throws that would change games. I don't know. If you're the GOAT, can't you be better than 4-7-1?
Well, that's not what Tom Brady said
last week. Has he lost the
week?
GOAT label?
That's what not what Tom Brady said last week.
Tom Brady said, I need to take more chances.
He said, I need to. Is he?
He took a bunch of downfield chances yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Only threw for 311, was it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, so now
I thought he was great yesterday. That might have been his best game and their best game.
So I want to ask you a question. He was great yesterday. Who is he throwing to? I know he wasn't throwing to the guy that has a piano on his back in Josh Gordon.
Well,
I know he wasn't throwing to the guy that had an organ on his back in Julian Edelman. Please tell me he wasn't doing that, Jenny. Jenny, please tell me.
In fact, Tom Brady didn't throw his first ball, his first target to Josh Gordon, the piano man, until mid-third quarter. And once the floodgates opened to Josh Gordon, then I guess he said, okay, if you guys aren't going to cover him anymore, I'm going to throw it to him, and he's going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. And he started to hurt Minnesota.
First of all, no.
But Tom Brady threw it to 9 different receivers yesterday?
Yeah, he threw nine targets to James White, who's what, Skip? A running back. Mm. 9. I want to know what – so is he throwing it?
James White has been one of his – it's his favorite target for years now.
But you see what he did, Jenny? Now, James White had a 42-yard completion right before the end of the half. Now, see, that's going to look good on Tom Brady's resume. 42-yard completion, but it was nothing. It's empty calories. It's just like eating honey buns or donuts, Skip. Empty calories. They serve no nutritional value.
Well, you eat some.
I don't eat them. Yeah, okay, maybe once in a while, but that's neither here nor there.
Once in a while. They taste good, you know. Like,
but see, you Skip Bayless. Why do you do that?
So I got to ask you.
Yes.
So look what Aaron Rodgers did yesterday. He had 74 plays on offense to only 57 for Josh Rosen.
Yes.
74 to 57.
Yes.
So he controlled the clock, did Aaron Rodgers, 32 to 28.
Yes.
And yet you can only produce, what was the score, 17? What was, I can't
17,
remember.
20 to 17 was the final score.
So you got 17
what
points.
What about Mason Cross? Wow. Mason Crossbar.
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah, right. you see?
Well.
You applauded him. When he kicked those against Dallas.
I didn't applaud him.
Oh, yeah.
It made me sick.
Yeah, but
because they're the two screwiest looking field goals I ever saw off a guy's foot.
But I haven't heard you mention the thing. Mm. I didn't hear you mention the thing in Green Bay when he missed 4 field goals in a PAT. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear you mention the thing when he missed a kick that would have won Green Bay the game against Minnesota.
Mm.
I didn't hear you mention yesterday he missed that kick that would have tied the game and sent it to overtime. Yeah. You didn't say a word, Skip Bayless. Why is that?
Because it's the Arizona Cardinals. Why would you be in position to need a 49-yard field goal at the buzzer just to get into overtime?
I just want to make sure.
Really?
I just want to make sure. So Tom Brady wins every game no matter the opponent. So why is Adam Vinatieri going to the Hall of Fame?
I mean, Tom Brady's had a better year than Aaron Rodgers. Would you
agree? No. Tom Brady's team has had a better year than the Packers.
Huh.
So stop saying that. You know it's not true. Huh. 20-8. So when did 20 touchdowns and 8 interceptions become better than 21-1 when your team is 9-3 and the other team is 5-6-1, 4-6, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
You know what I love about this?
What do you love?
The spotlight is now going to get hotter and hotter on the wrong number 12, the bogus number 12.
And he's not bogus.
The counterfeit number 12 in Green Bay.
He's the real
deal. Yeah, he's the real deal.
Yep.
The real one lives and resides up in
Foxborough.
Yes, he does. So the spotlight is going to get hotter and hotter. The pressure is going to rise exponentially on the number 12 in Green Bay because all of a sudden everybody's going to say, well, if it was McCarthy's fault and you got your coach that you wanted, now what, Aaron?
I will agree with you.
Yesterday he turned 35. Is he aging faster than Tom Brady? Maybe.
Stop it.
Maybe he's just hitting the age wall.
Will you stop?
Well, I'm just asking.
I will give you this. This does ramp up the expectations and the pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Skip, I've always felt like this. Anytime a coach lost his job and Shannon Sharpe was on the team, I always would go back and question myself, could I have made a play here or there that would have changed the outcome?
Especially if you liked the coach.
Yeah, well, I liked all my coaches because they believed in me. Right. I didn't play for a coach
that
I didn't
like. You were actually blessed to have that.
Yes, yes. I think working my way up, and they saw how hard I worked. So, but when Dan Reeves lost his job, Dan Reeves was my head coach, my first head coach in Denver. He believed in me.
He did.
And so when he lost his job, I was just starting to come, Skip, into my own.
Mm-hmm.
I had started to start. They would call in plays for him, give me an opportunity. I said to myself, I remember going home when I heard the news that he had lost his job. I said, if I had sped this process up, if I had been the guy that I became this year, if I was that guy last year,
okay, that's all great, but do you think Aaron Rodgers went home and had his scotch last night and thought, what could I have done better for Mike McCarthy?
No, I just
don't think so.
Very few players think like that, Skip,
okay.
But I do. But Aaron's going to have to, Skip, this happened on his watch. So he's going to have to take some accountability for this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not without blame. There's enough blame to go around, and we know how this works, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fire all 53 players. You can't get a whole new staff of players, a whole new roster of players.
Mm-hmm.
But you can fire the coach, get a different voice. Sometimes a different voice. Because clearly, Mike McCarthy's voice wasn't no longer resonating with this.
It obviously just wasn't with the quarterback.
Right.
I don't know about the rest of the team, but if it doesn't with that guy,
right,
then you're not going to last.
Correct. That is
okay?
correct. That
so
is
they
correct.
Just said, let's stop the bleeding. Let's put him out of. Let's put both of these guys out of their misery,
yes.
Aaron and Mike McCarthy, because Mike wasn't having any fun either.
So, of course not. And now Aaron, he can't relax. He's going to be on that scotch real hard.
Yep.
I don't know if he's drinking Doors or Johnny Walker.
I don't know.
But he got to come on with it these last three or four games.
He does, and I'm going to make this prediction. Mike McCarthy will land nicely, and I think he will be very refreshed to change scenery
over. Let me tell you what he won't have.
Yeah.
He won't have the best quarterback of this generation. That's what he won't have. So he can go to Cleveland and get Baker Mayfield. He can go somewhere else, but he'll never have that number 12 in the green and gold again.
The best quarterback of this generation is obviously Tom Brady.
He's not.
No, I mean, seriously.
No,
seriously. I mean, that's just blasphemy for you to say
that. It is not.
So Aaron Rodgers had one magical run to a Super Bowl. It was 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do it on the frozen tundra at Lambeau Field. So they
– It took a show on the road.
He took it all on the road.
Took a show on
remember
the road,
that?
Jenny.
I remember.
That's special.
He beat Michael Vick in Philadelphia, and he beat Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And then he beat not Jay Cutler, Caleb Haney.
If I'm a fighter – and I go to someone's house and I knock on the door and I slap him and beat him down.
Mm.
That's what he did. He went to Philly, beat him down.
So
he went to Atlanta, beat him down.
They didn't need to home field anybody in the cold on the frozen
tundra. And he went
to
Chicago.
Right?
What is Chicago? You make it seem like it's 85 degrees and palm trees at Soldier Field.
That was actually a pretty nice day for that time of year in Chicago.
That, see, you see what you did,
well,
Skip?
Caleb Haney? And Aaron played a pretty lousy game by his standards in that game.
Jenny, you see what he did? He told me that it was a pretty awesome day for Soldier Field for
well,
that time.
Well, I know so. I work
Rising
there. Heat. I live there. I know it.
I know it too.
Really warm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Jenny, don't do that.
I know it well.
No.
I
know it too. I was born in Chicago. Yeah.
You were not.
I was too.
Born
in Chicago. Chi-Town.
Since when?
What you mean, 1968?
How long?
2668.
How long
in
did
Cook
you stay
County.
There? How long did you stay?
I ain't telling.
A day?
No.
2 days?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't remember it.
Okay.
So, this is what I remember about Aaron Rodgers, and I hate to bring this up, but I think...
No, you don't hate to bring it up.
All those blind witnesses need to have their eyes open here, but Aaron Rodgers won one Super Bowl and played in only one 8 years ago, and since then he's 5-6 in the postseason. 5-6, and he lost two home games?
You know what I can't...
How do you do that?
Jenny, this is what I can't understand. Is that what Skip Bayless would do is say Aaron Rodgers won his last Super Bowl in 2011. Tom Brady won a decade from 04 to 14 without winning a Super Bowl, and the man never said a word.
Hmm.
Since Tom Brady's last Super Bowl win, Tom Brady is this in the playoffs.
Wait,
was he not getting to the playoffs?
Did Tom Brady update his resume a bunch of times since then?
Whoa.
Yeah.
No.
How's he been doing the last
not between five years?
Not
between 5 and 13, he didn't.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Well, Aaron's now 35 years of age, so he better get on his horse.
Well, Tom,
got a long way to go.
So let me get you. So Tom Brady patented the ability to win Super Bowls late in his career, huh? So nobody else can do that.
Well, I don't know. Aaron seems to be going south.
Well, John Elway won two late in his career.
Huh.
Peyton Manning won one late in his career.
Huh. And then I think of all the dubious, tainted victories that Aaron's had since the Super Bowl.
What do you mean,
think
tainted?
About this. Tainted. Joe Webb was the quarterback. He's a receiver playing quarterback. That was one.
What?
And then Kirk Cousins. Does that count? Not really. Two. Wait a second. The Dez Bryant catch game.
It didn't happen.
Dallas should have won that.
So
how about the Giants boat trip game? How about Mason Crossbar from 56 yards and 51 yards? Both of them looked like they were going to miss and suddenly managed to make it through the uprights.
All they needed, Mason Crossbar to kick one from about 48 yesterday. But that's no skill.
Mm-hmm.
You see what you – let me ask you a question. Mm. So how much solace should Tom Brady take in playing and beating Phillip Rivers to get to the Super Bowl with a torn ACL? Phillip Rivers played a game with a torn ACL.
Mm. Well, he just beaten Peyton Manning.
No,
is that good?
Whoa, no.
Huh?
He got injured in that game. Billy Bolick came in.
But he sucked it up and played some of that
just
game.
Just like we give Tom Brady all this credit in the AFC Championship game.
Mm.
Did he not get hurt? And Drew Bledsoe came in and filled in, Skip. I just want to know now.
He did. Oh, I thought you meant the last one against Saxonville when he had 12 stitches in the palm of his hand. Palm of his hand.
Okay, what did he do with old Foles?
Huh?
Throw them Foles.
What
did he do with throw them Foles, Foles?
He set the all-time playoff record for passing yards
and guess what
at age 40.
And I made sure he had 505 L's. And to go with them 505 passing yards he had.
And he dedicated all 505 yards to Jenny Taft, and just because it's her hometown.
And you
he said, this is for Jenny.
And my staff stayed up long hours to make sure all those L's were hot for it.
Yeah.
I had to pay overtime. Yep. That's what put me out of business.
And who's that cook you got? Johnny Hamburger? Who's that guy?
Oh, I
know.
Got
Juicy Lucy.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, good thing, good, ain't it, Jenny?
Those are really
Man.
Minnesota's finest. Aaron Rodgers makes excuses, points the finger. Mm-hmm.
Whoa, Jenny.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
Jenny.
That's what I'm looking for.
Jenny, don't be that girl.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't, this whole season, he's been blaming everyone. Mm-hmm.
Jenny.
I don't have time for that.
That too, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm.
What you mean, what?
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't believe you, Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I never thought I'd see
the finger.
I never thought I'd see
the finger. Well, I mean, this is just obvious. She just stating the obvious. It's Jenny. Over. It's over. He has been revealed as a fingerprint.
Right now, there's right now there's a wedge, there's a barrier between Jenny and I.
Good.
No mercy.
Well, the Giants had a big upset win against the Bears yesterday, but there was some controversy. The Bears recovered an onside kick late in the fourth quarter, then scored the game-tying touchdown. Del Beckham Jr. was in line to catch the kick, but he appeared to let up to avoid getting hit. After the game, that was questioned multiple times about the play. Take a listen.
We kind of were in a position where we didn't know if they were going to go get it, if they wanted me to go get it. And, you know, I was so far back when they passed the ball, I was trying to run up there and get in the mix. Just got to it late.
It looked like you didn't die for it. Did you have a chance to die for it?
It sounded like a question that, you know, it just was you just asking just to ask, kind of, you know.
On the onside kick, did you think about
that sounds like kind of like his question, you know?
So
I'm not really going to talk about that.
People are going to question your effort for that onside kick. It's already out there. People will say that.
That's fine.
What would your response be?
It was a great kick. You know, sometimes somebody makes a better play than you do. You know, I could dive in there and still not get the ball. So, you know, it was a very tough call. Nobody should ever question my effort or my heart. That's the last thing you could do. You can question me as a person, as a man, whatever you want to do, but my heart and my effort can never be questioned, ever.
All right, Shannon, should Adele be questioned for his effort?
Absolutely. That was bulljive. Skip, what do you mean? They could have got it or we could have got it. Yeah, that's their job. They're onside kicking it with a chance. They want to get the ball. Odell, they put you there because they believe you have the best hands on the team. And sometimes in a situation like this, Skip, boy, you got to have big ones because they coming, and they're coming with bad intentions. They're trying to dislodge you from the ball. And in this situation, everything goes.
Mm-hmm.
Odell, you got your money. Self-preservation got to go out the window because they got the ball back and they went down and got the onside kick. Mm-hmm. They got the onside, they went down and got a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this very play caused the Green Bay Packers an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl.
That's true.
Skip, that's his job. What does he mean? So let me ask you a question. I want to know, Odell, I want to ask you this. This is what I ask Odell. When you attempt to catch a pass, when you jump up, do you say, you know what, there's a chance I could catch it, a chance I might not, so I'm not going to jump? Of course not. You sound utterly ridiculous. You gave a bull jive half effort. You look at that effort. And anybody that's a Giants fan, if you think Odell Beckham is really trying to get that ball, he got y'all fooled.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't fool me, Odell. That was bull jive. And you showed chicken poop guts to go get that ball. Mm-hmm. That's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
This explains why they're not going to be successful.
Mm.
We can talk about Eli, and Eli has played bad. Mm-hmm. But as long as that guy right there giving you that kind of effort, you're not going to win.
Mm.
You can't win with that. I know what it takes to win. I won a lot more than I've lost. I've lost some too. But that effort won't get it done. Mm. Odell, that's bull jive.
Mm. So I'm going to say it one more time. Odell Beckham Jr., more trouble than he's worth.
Look at this. He pulls up.
You know what? The more times I watch that, the more I laugh at it because it's actually very funny to watch how he tried to give the appearance of effort unsuccessfully because he didn't even do a good job of faking
effort. Look at this.
He tries to fake the effort.
Look at this.
Oh, I'm going to go.
What you faking at?
Yeah.
The ball.
So number 85 is a special teams player for the Chicago Bears named Daniel Brown in his fourth year undrafted out of James Madison. And his whole livelihood depends on he's got to get that football, right?
Or go blow somebody up.
Go blow somebody up. And if it requires helmet to helmet, you just got to do
yes.
it. Because that's what the game is coming down to. And Odell Beckham Jr. is very lucky they did ultimately win this game. That
yes.
got them to overtime.
Correct.
Got the Bears to overtime. But they did win it. Thanks to Jackrabbit, he made a play on
yes.
the end because Chase Daniel bombed one out there, and it looked like it had a chance.
Skip, on that play right mm-hmm. there, Chase Daniel,
yeah.
that's bomb blitz. That's zero coverage. Mm-hmm. Throw the guy across the field. Mm-hmm. You don't throw him up the field. You let him run and catch.
He had a rusher right in his face. He was going to rock him back.
Throw it
He's
across the
six
field.
6 feet tall.
Yeah!
I think he got all on it that he could get on it. But anyway, it still had a chance, but Janoris just put it in his back
but
pocket.
But this, Skip. Look at Odell's effort. Mm-hmm. He's going up there, and then he fakes at the ball.
He did. It was funny.
The ball doesn't – Skip, the ball is the ball doesn't mm-hmm. have emotions or feelings, so you faking at it doesn't do anything for the ball.
Yeah.
And what do you throw at the guy? Oh, he going to fake at the guy. Like, okay, mm-hmm. he think I'm going to get it. He won't get it.
Okay, so why would you even put Odell out there? Because unless the ball hops right in his breadbasket, he's not going to try for it. If it comes right to him, he'll catch it and cover up, right?
I'm not so sure, Skip, like you said. Unless it comes directly
like,
to him.
Like right to him. So why would you even put him on your hands team? Because let's face it, I think we all know this. Odell Beckham Jr. is more entertainer than football player,
yeah.
right? He's more celebrity than football player.
That's bull job,
so
man.
Is he going to put himself in harm's way for an onside kick?
Skip
no.
I thought he's a team guy. I thought he said he made the argument the reason why he's acting up on the sideline is that he wants to help the team win. Okay, well, they're going to give you an opportunity to get the ball. How about that? The Chicago Bears going to give you an opportunity to get the ball. The Giants put you in position
mm-hmm.
to help the team win by getting the ball, mm. and you turned it down.
I thought he was a team leader. Wouldn't the leader set the tone by making that play?
Look at this. Hmm? Man, every time I watch this, I get more upset. I get madder and madder. My blood's starting to boil.
I just laugh more.
He's paid a lot of money to get the
See,
ball.
Skip, they gave
Odell.
Skip, they gave him his money. So, you know, before Skip last year, like, well, Odell doesn't want to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Okay, if he didn't have his money, well, you know, Odell is trying to protect himself. Why is he going to put himself in harm's way?
Mm-hmm.
Skip, they gave the man $65
million. They did.
Guaranteed dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So the objective is now go put yourself in harm's way because you got your money.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, man, Skip, I God knew what he was doing. He knew I couldn't play with these cats. Because I'd be fighting every week. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm losing, and then I see this kind of effort, which exacerbates the situation, mm-hmm. because I can't win with that.
No, you can't win. Well, they're not winning, and they're never going to win with Odell Beckham Jr. as their centerpiece, as their quote-unquote leader, as their best player. The best player can't operate that way.
You can't turn it down like that, Skip.
It's called
He turned
football.
It down.
It's football.
Yeah.
Right?
You, Skip, look, this is not a contact sport. This is a collision sport.
Yep.
And in that situation, I've been on both ends, Skip. I've been the guy that was assigned to go down there and blow somebody up, and I've been in a situation where I'm blocking. Now, mm-hmm. really, when you – it's hard to block, Skip, because it's not like it used to be where the guy got a running start because they used to let him run – 10, 15
yeah,
yards.
It's way less dangerous.
Yes,
than it
because
used
the guy
be.
Got to go from a standstill
that
position.
Is true. Yep.
But you still at a disadvantage because he has a head of steam. It's not like you're running to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And Odell had the nerve to say, you can question a lot of things, but you can't question my effort. What am I
yeah,
supposed to question
can.
On that? I want to know the person that can look at that tape and can honestly say, Odell gave it everything he had to get that ball. Mm-hmm. I want to find one person. Skip, it's hard to say all or every, but I just want to find one that says Odell gave everything he could to make sure he get that ball. Odell wasn't trying to get that ball.
He gave no effort.
No.
Which would equate to having little to no heart for the game of football, right?
And Skip, what made it at the end, he faked at the ball.
Yeah, it's funny.
It was not good acting.
Whoa!
It's on the America's Funniest Home Videos, right? It's funny. Yeah. Well, you got to give him credit for he's got a big self-preservation mechanism in his brain, right?
Skip, I'm trying to win, bro.
Yeah.
When you try to win, Skip, you throw caution to the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me I threw caution to the wind. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys would throw caution to the wind because the ball, at that situation, the ball is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. We get the ball, the game is over. Yep. I don't have to worry about going to possible overtime and all that other stuff. Let me just get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, what
you remember, Odell's smart now. He's got high football IQ. He calculated all the risk in this situation. He's looking at this 85,
yeah,
who's 6'5", 250 pounds,
yeah,
head of steam. He's some joker from nowhere.
First of
right?
all, you know why he didn't want to get it?
Hmm.
Because look how far he lined up. First of all, they're not going to pooch punt it down in that area because they'll never get down there and get it. That ball's going to take a hop or it's going to skid and it's going to hit somewhere between 8 and 14 yards. Oh, they'll line up at like 20 yards. So he's like, I'm trying. No, you're not, bro. You ain't fooling nobody.
So now the scouting report is onside kick. If they put Odell in the hands team, kick it toward Odell.
Yes!
Right?
Odell forget I was on special teams. Mm. That's how I made my way in the league. So Odell telling people that don't really know anything about special teams, Odell Beckham can't fool Shannon Sharpe. Not for 1 second. Look how deep he lined up, Skip.
Mm.
Look at that man. Come on, Odell. They not going to kick that ball deep to you way back there.
Well, I think Odell just lost his job on the hands team, and he's probably really happy about it.
I put him on the front line. Mm.
Would you?
Yeah.
Just
no.
Punish
hell,
him?
I ain't
no.
put him
like
on the front line. He going to get somebody hurt.
No mercy.
College football playoff is set. Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame were all locks before yesterday's announcement, but there was some controversy with the fourth team. Oklahoma got the last spot after beating Texas in the Big 12 championship game. Georgia finished fifth after nearly upsetting Alabama on Saturday. And Big Ten champ Ohio State, they finished sixth. Shannon. So did Oklahoma deserve to make it?
I know why you brought that out here, to clean up that Alabama mess on Saturday.
Man.
The mess that Tua made.
Did we win?
Right? You needed the toilet paper.
Did we
sure,
win?
Right?
I'm like wondering yeah. about the toilet
Tide
paper.
Tide and toilet paper, right?
Skip, did we win?
Yeah. You
was that impressive?
We didn't win because Tua was not part of that win.
Oh, yeah, we won.
Tua
Alabama.
Was
we are a team.
Yeah. It looked like Jalen Hurts took the game over.
You know, that's the second time in as many times we played Georgia, we spotted him.
Uh-huh.
Spot him 14 like it's nothing. Coach Saban called him up.
Mm.
He said, look here, guys. We're the best day in the nation. I don't want him to get another yard.
Well, you seem like you're hyperventilating.
What?
Over
yeah.
there.
You're
pumped. Why are you out of breath over
yeah.
here?
Yeah, they got it right, Skip. Baby. Yeah. Skip, we had this discussion.
Yep.
I told you what was going to happen.
Mm.
Sharp Adamas. I foretold.
Sharp Adamas?
Yeah!
You foretold that Tua was going to stink it up and hurt his ankle, and Jalen Hurts was going to come in and save the day.
No!
Isn't that exactly what he said?
No, no.
No, not exactly.
No, Skip. Huh? I said if OU won, Ohio State won, OU was going to get it. They bet Oklahoma better be glad Georgia didn't win.
Mm.
Because had Georgia won, you know how it was going to play out, don't you, Skip Bayless?
I don't know. Oklahoma probably would have still gotten in.
You won't bet nothing.
Huh?
You won't bet a thing on that. Huh? The committee told you what they thought of Georgia.
Mm.
And what they didn't think of Ohio State. It became abundantly and crystal clear to me. Because the committee said, you know what? You had such an egregious loss to Purdue. It was such an unforgivable that we're going to take a two-loss team and put them in front of you to let you know you were never in consideration to get the fourth spot, Ohio State. Oklahoma did what it needed to do. They avenged a three-point loss to a rival. How do I get past? And Skip, I hate comparing losses. This, you know, both you lost. But how do I get over? Ohio State lost by 29 to Purdue, who was unranked at the time, still currently not ranked, and just became bowl eligible the last game of the season. How do I get past that? The objective is to win a game. Whether you win it with defense and your scores are 7-6 or 13-10, or you have to score everybody by scoring 50 and you give up 40. At the end of the day, I just need to know one thing, Skip. Did you win? Yes. And the committee said, Oklahoma, because you won, you deserve the right to get bludgeoned by them Crimson Tide in Miami.
That's all this is about. You know this is going to be an obliteration.
I love it.
This is a mismatch. Way to go, committee.
Well,
love it.
Skip, don't do that.
Thank you.
That's so unbecoming
Thank
of
you. Thank you. It's not unbecoming.
You should be happy your team is in the college, the Alabama Invitational.
Is it my turn?
Your turn.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for bringing up that point.
Okay.
As a born and raised Sooner fan. I can't help it. I got born into it, and I was taking my first game when I was 5 years old, so it's in my blood.
Your blood.
So just because of that, am I happy that they got the fourth spot?
You're
well,
happy.
Sure I'm happy. Am I happier with the defense, the way it played in the Big 12 championship game against Texas? Got some revenge on our arch rival. I'm happier, but I hate to point this out. Would you believe that Sam Ehlinger, the Texas quarterback, who's not a great thrower of the football and had a busted shoulder to start with, would you believe he threw for more yards Saturday, 341, than he threw in October against Oklahoma, 314? So after Saturday, my pass defense dropped two more notches. It's now 129th in America out of 130 schools' pass defenses. 129th of 130 schools. Really? And why is that? Because we have zero pass rush. Zero. They will not lay a hand on whichever quarterback
you
starts
know
for Alabama. I don't know who
Tua.
Is. Well, is it?
Yep.
I have no idea. He might have lost his job.
Be,
I don't know.
He got the Heisman. You can't bench the Heisman winner.
So, Kyler Murray will win the Heisman for the University of Oklahoma because he got this defense to the fourth spot in the playoffs. It's game over. That's enough.
No, no, no.
And the way he played against Texas this time with no turnovers, he was spectacular. He was masterful. He is the Heisman Trophy winner in a runaway.
Can we go put due on it?
Yeah, I'll put due on that.
How many cases? Two?
Just one?
Two.
No, I got one.
Two.
No, I'll take one case.
I like even numbers.
Yeah, I'll take one case on that because I got like six riding on the NFC East and I'm good to go. So the point is, I just have to use the eye test. This is painful for me because I'm an OU fan, but I'm also objective. And I am ashamed of my defense, and I have been from the start. We even fired Mike Stoops, our coordinator, at midseason. And we put Ruffin McNeil in there, and it looked like it got worse because the previous four games to the second Texas game, we won four in a row while averaging, allowing an average of 40 points a game. Really? Have you ever heard of that? Kansas went to Norman, Oklahoma, and got 40 points on this defense. And now it's in the national championship semifinals. Yeah. So what's my eye test tell me? Is Georgia on a neutral field? Would Georgia beat Oklahoma on a neutral field? Help me out. What would you
I
think?
Yes, they
would. Okay. So does Georgia belong in there above Oklahoma? Well, again, just I'm being objective. Yeah, they do. And by the way, Georgia is 15th in points allowed. Oklahoma is 96th in points allowed. Hmm. And then let's go to Ohio State. Do I think Ohio State on a neutral field would beat Oklahoma? I do, because I don't know if you've been checking out Dwayne Haskins, but he's as hot as Kyler is. He's been out of his mind hot, and their defense is not great, but it's 55th in points allowed to 96th for Oklahoma. So it's marginally right. better than Oklahoma's.
Was he hot against Purdue?
What's that?
Haskins. Was he hot against Purdue?
I think how long ago that was, though. This team was trending.
That's
up.
A good point, Jenny. Okay. Very good point.
Oh, so
college
now,
football see, expert.
And guess what? The committee said it didn't matter.
Huh.
Committee said, I don't care if it happened 3 years ago. You're not losing the 29 and getting the college football playoff.
So here's what I'm going to have to put up with. I read the ESPN prediction this morning on their ESPN website.
What is it?
And it says, Kyler Murray will give Alabama's defense by far more trouble than any quarterback Quinnen Williams and the Tide have seen all season. I'll agree with that for sure. The problem for OU, Alabama might score on every single possession.
Yeah.
And this predictor says, I'm still not buying the Sooners defense against Tua and company. Well, I'm not either. What did I tell you the other day? I said, you could score 80 if you wanted to. You could score 90. You could score whatever you want to score.
Just don't turn it over.
Okay, just don't turn it over. And again, do I have a little more hope now that I saw Tua just flat out get exposed and just stink it up and throw it all over the lot?
Hold on. Think about it now.
He was throwing wild high, wild low.
Think about what you just said. Georgia's defense is ranked 15th.
That's correct.
Your defense is ranked nationally. So can they expose Tua?
But now does Alabama at least have a little QB controversy?
It don't matter.
Did Tua lose some confidence the other day?
None.
Yes, he might have.
Not with 37-3. 37-4. I mean, he got 37. I mean, how much confidence did he lose?
So will St. Nick feel a little more obligated since Jalen got them there to give Jalen some snaps? Give him a couple, four or five series?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's going to get a bunch of snaps because we're going to be ahead by the start of the third quarter probably. Like, I mean, midway through the third quarter, it should be like 63-21. So Jalen Hurts will get a lot of reps.
Okay. So you're actually ecstatic because you wanted Oklahoma to get in there, so you're not objective at all. I'm the only objective party, and I'm the OU fan. And you're the one who's rooting for Alabama because you want a blowout, and you got it.
Okay, here's
Thank you.
Okay, let me tell you what the committee is looking at. The committee says, okay, we have two Power 5 schools, one in the Big 10, one in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these teams have one loss. Okay, so here's the thing. Oklahoma has a one loss. It's by 3 points to a rival on a neutral field. Ohio State has one loss to Purdue by 29 that was unranked at the time they played them, mm-hmm. and currently they're still unranked. So how can we, in good conscience...
Yeah, Ohio State obliterated its rival, and it looked like a powerhouse in doing it.
Everybody knew, with the exception of Skip Bayless, Jenny Taft, and khaki pants, that Michigan was overrated. Because everybody said they're one-dimensional. If you cannot do...
Did Vegas know? You always tell me how smart Vegas is. Vegas said Michigan was a five-point favorite. Yeah. Five-point favorite
what
in Columbus, Ohio?
What did I tell you?
Well, you've told me a lot of wrong ones.
No, Skip.
Because I got 10 cases of dew to show for it.
Well, because you swindle me sometimes.
I don't swindle.
I give you points when I shouldn't have. But that's my fault. Okay.
So, you know what the committee did? Look, they know they are at the bottom line, they are in the entertainment business.
True.
Do you want Kyler Murray, the Heisman Trophy winner, and your national... Yes, you want him in the semifinal. Yeah. You want the matchup of Tua, who was scorned with the Heisman voters. You know, like this... Well, no, he's scorned. He's going to lose.
So, no, not.
So, and again...
We got two cases,
Wait until... Just wait until Kyler does win the Heisman. You don't think Alabama is going to be like spitting fire to just dominate and devastate Oklahoma? Once Kyler is the Heisman winner, it's going to be just a nightmare game. It's a joke. It's a joke. And you know what? Clemson-Notre Dame is pretty close to a joke.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
By the way, Alabama's a 14-point early favorite, and it will get bet up. It'll go
well. Both teams are double-digit favorites, Clemson and Alabama. Are But, Skip, had Georgia won that game, you know it's going to be a situation what we had last year. Alabama's going to the college. They're going to have two –
I don't know about the politics of having two SEC teams. I just don't know if you can get away with it.
They had them last year. They put Alabama in. They didn't even make the conference championship. And it was validated because what did Alabama do? Mm-hmm. Everybody said Alabama's been the best team all year. Mm-hmm. They lost to a rival at home in Auburn. Mm-hmm. Okay. They put Alabama in. Alabama win the national championship. Mm. They could not justify because they would have done the same thing because I think Ohio State had two losses last year. So, Skip, you don't want to start that precedent, especially when you have a deserving, qualified OU with one loss by 3 points to a rival. But what the committee told me and what they should have told you and Jenny is that Ohio State was never in consideration for that fourth spot because they took a two-loss.
Okay, why? Georgia was in command against Alabama. Again, if Tua doesn't go down, Georgia's going to win that game.
We got him.
We don't got him.
We got him.
Tua at that point was 10 of 25 for 164 yards with two interceptions. He had a QBR of 15 on a scale of 0 to 100. You don't got him.
We don't worry about that.
You're going to lose that game.
We don't worry about that. Let me ask you a question. I read a stat, Skip. Do you know Alabama and Georgia's played twice in as many years? Mm-hmm. They've been 290 total plays. Alabama's led for a grand total of 9. So it doesn't matter how many plays you lead for, is that when the horn goes off?
I think you just made a strong case that Georgia should have been in that four spot.
No, Skip. Yeah. You can't do that with two losses, especially when there's a Power 5 conference champ with one loss, Skip. I get it.
With this with the 129th worst out of 130 pass defenses, really?
But Skip,
against Alabama?
This is a team. You're not just taking Oklahoma's defense. You're taking OU as a team. Yep. And the team said, you look at, what are they, 11-1, 12-1?
So, you know what tore me up the worst about all this is my best receiver and my game breaker is Marquise Hollywood Brown.
You're right.
And he left the game after three quarters on Saturday with some kind of undisclosed foot injury.
He'll be all right.
And he was bawling on the sidelines and had to be carted to the locker room.
Okay.
And they got away with saying yesterday, he's going to be fine. Well, what are they going to tell the committee? He's out? Because if you tell the committee Hollywood Brown is not going to be on your marquee for this game, I don't think they're going to put OU in there.
We could have told them Tua was out. Mm. We could have told them Jalen Hurd was out. We still the number one seed.
Mm. Okay, I'll give you that because you're just loaded with NFL first round.
Don't do that, Skip Bayless. Yep. Coach Saban can coach them things. Can he coach them up or what?
Yeah.
Can he coach them up or what?
How many draft picks you think are on my OU defense? How about none?
Seriously. Got a bunch on offense.
Yeah.
That's not how you win games.
I got a bunch.
You win games with your offense. That's how you win games, Skip. Mm. This is the first time that Alabama's had a quarterback because we've always asked the question, man, how good could Alabama be if you're going to pair them with those running backs, those tight ends, those wide receivers? Mm. If you had a quarterback that could throw the ball, we don't have to ask that anymore, do we, Skip?
Pressure's on Bama now. They should score on every possession.
Don't worry about it. There ain't no pressure. Mm.
Sooner defense, 26 days to prepare. Is that enough?
With what? What are you going to prepare with? Can you go out and sign some new kids?
Well,
you better bring the Selman brothers back, Gerald McCoy, Bosworth.
Yeah. You could do that. Yeah. They got some eligibility left.
But Alabama got that stank. Oh, and you know Saint Saint Nick get 3 weeks? You gonna get that man 3 weeks to prepare for you, Skip Bayless?
That's the part that's
and he won't revenge. You remember you've been talking all that smack. You remember what Trevor Knight did to you in the Sugar Bowl? Oh, Saint Nick defense. He remember that. What's the mascot of the Crimson Tide? The elephant.
Yeah.
They said they got memories. Ooh, Jenny, they said you can do something to an elephant as a baby.
Yep.
And 30, 40 years later, they'll remember it. He remember, Coach Saban, remember what you said, Skip Bayless. Now you're going to have to pay for those words. You're going to pay for those.
No mercy.
Baker Mayfield had a rough day yesterday in a 29-13 loss to the Texans. He threw for nearly 400 yards, but also threw a career-high 3 interceptions. Baker threw a pick 6 in the second quarter, then threw interceptions on the Browns' next 2 possessions after that. Let's take a listen to Baker after the game.
I think if I take care of the ball, this game is very close, and we have a great team to where we're very close. We just lost to a team that's won their 9th game in a row, and so for us to be talking about just the little things that we're off on against a team like that, that's a positive way to look at it.
He probably wasn't feeling too dangerous in the first half, but he was feeling a little more dangerous in the second half. We're lucky. We made a lot of good plays in the first half, a couple of huge plays, and he came out and made some plays in the second half. So you got to give him credit for that. I mean, he bounced back as a rookie quarterback. Probably would have been easy to kind of go into a hole there, but he fought through it and worked his way through it.
Shannon, how would you grade Baker's performance yesterday?
I'm going to grade it, Skip. What I'm going to give it, Skip?
F.
Yep, F. Failure. Failure.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah, the first half, 5 of 13, 46 yards, 3 tubs and a pick 6. Where is that smugness? I thought, he felt dangerous. Did he wake up feeling dangerous yesterday?
No, apparently not.
Where is that smugness, Skip Bayless?
You know what? It's no shame to get pick 6 by a kid from Vanderbilt. Another one of those stars from Vanderbilt, Casey Hayward, we saw last night. Best corner in football. Zach Cunningham from Vanderbilt University pick 6 you. You just say, tip your cap to him.
Oh, that is what he said last week.
Football factory.
When he was throwing all them tubs.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened yesterday, Skip? Oh, I know what you're going to say.
My turn?
No, it's not your turn.
Wait, Jenny, you have to disqualify him because he cannot put words in my mouth.
Right, you're right. Okay.
You know what I'm going to say.
5 for 13, 46 yards, 3 interceptions, a pick 6. Now, when you look at his final stat line, he was close to 400 yards.
Yeah.
But again, it's those empty calories. They have no nutritional value because the team is so far ahead. They say, we're just not going to let you throw the ball over the top. So what we will do, we'll give you this 10-yard completion, 15 yards, knowing that you're probably going to make a mistake before you get the ball into the end zone. So at the end of the day, you'll have a nice little stat line. But it was really no threat because you know who going the guy that threw for the most yards yesterday was Mullins from San Francisco. But they lost 43-16. You see what happens when you get behind, Jenny, and you got to throw the catch up. You have a lot of nice. I'm like, ooh, he threw for 414. But was the game really close? Oh, Baker Mayfield had 397 yards. It was 29-13. Was the game really close? No, it was not. So I want him to have that same energy. I want him to feel dangerous when he wake up in the morning. I want him to have that same smugness.
Yep.
You know, that when he played with it, I want to know, did he have that same chip that on his shoulder that he had last week, Skip Bayless? You know, when you was hyping him up, you was a hype man.
Oh, he had 3 straight sensational games. 3 in a row.
But why did he do it against the Texans? It don't tell me nothing to do what he did the week before. Why didn't he do it against the Texans?
Texans have a good pass rush.
Whoa!
J.J. Watt, Clowney, Merciless. Help me out.
Didn't you say I walked him into that trap?
Help me out.
You didn't mention anything that Cincinnati has a bottom 5 defense when Baker threw 4 touchdowns. Now you want to say Texans got a great defense when he throws 3 picks. I need that same energy, Skip. I need that energy that you had last.
My turn?
Yes, your
what
turn.
Grade
oh,
did you
thank
give
you.
Him?
I give Baker Mayfield a B, and the more I talk,
Skip?
You know what? I think I just raised it to a B+.
Come on,
I'll
Skip.
Tell you why. You have completely swung and missed, as usual, on Baker Mayfield because there was far more great than bad. And I give you the bad. It all happened in the second quarter. Boom, boom, boom. 3 interceptions just in the second quarter alone. Yeah. How many rookie quarterbacks would have come all apart over those 3 picks? How many rookie quarterbacks might have needed to be benched at that point because they would just be so discombobulated they'd be a disaster?
Benjamin, put Tyrod back in?
Yeah, put Tyrod back in. No, Baker just said, watch this. He's one of those spit-in-your-eye guys. He's just going to come.
He's spitting his own eye. No. He's spitting the wind and blew it in his own eye because those 3 picks hurt his team.
He didn't get humbled yesterday. He got fueled because that was a great test against one of the best ball-hawking secondaries and, again, one of the best pass rushes. So what did he do? He came out in the third quarter, and you can laugh at this all you want, but in the second half, after throwing those 3 picks, Baker Mayfield goes 24 of 30 for 351. Guess what, boys and girls? That's the most passing yards in any half, first or second half, of the entire NFL season, 351. What? Empty calories? I think not, because there are a couple times this game was getting close. It was getting dicey for those Houston Texans.
Isn't Dallas close to Fort Worth?
Yeah.
But is it really that close, Skip?
So here are just a few of Baker's completions yesterday. I'll just blast them off here. 28 yards, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 19, 19, 19, 17. Those are just a few of his completions.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking.
It's my turn. Okay. I think I'm speaking. And Bruce Arians, who was doing the commentary for CBS yesterday, just raved and raved about a Baker Mayfield that he said was so dangerous because he is so accurate throwing on the run. He is deadly accurate. When he kept beating that pass rush, he kept ducking under the dangerous J.J. Watt and getting free for another big completion for 18 more yards, 25 more yards.
Was he dangerous in the first half?
Nope, he wasn't in the second quarter, just in the second quarter.
There's a first quarter also.
Does Bruce Arians know what he's doing because he coached Peyton Manning?
Yes.
You know, that guy Roethlisberger, he coached Andrew Luck.
If you don't mind me asking, when the score was 0-0 or the score was 7-0, 10-0, what was Baker Mayfield numbers?
Mm.
See, it's easy to have big numbers when you're down 20 because the team is not going to let you throw the ball, so they'll give you those completions. Mm.
So I watch every Baker Mayfield game, obviously, just as I did at the University of Oklahoma, and I got to tell you, his arm is getting stronger. Yesterday, he was throwing rockets all over the lot. He was throwing rockets with higher velocity than even Deshaun Watson has. I think Baker's got a better – and I think Deshaun's arm is really good. It's not like –
I know Deshaun Watson is 2-0 against Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
But you keep telling me – now, this is what he told me, Jenny, and you know what, Jenny? You co-signed this. So you got to pay this bill, too.
Yeah.
Told me Baker Mayfield didn't turn the ball over, that he's a careful gambler. I said, Skip, that's awkward.
Well, he hadn't for the last 3 games, so
– how many turnovers he got now, Skip Bayless? The guy's throwing more turnovers now than he did in college.
He's a rookie, and he is learning on the fly.
Whoa!
You know what? That game yesterday will propel him. That was a great test and great learning experience. On the road, it was loud in that building. It's hard to hear your snap counts.
Well, help me understand, Skip. I'm trying to.
I got B plus. You know what? If you keep talking, I might even go to A minus on this one, because it was something.
Okay, he lost the game. He threw 3 picks, a pick 6. And he gets a B. He gets a passing grade.
I don't know if I would even go that
far. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you.
Let me give you those numbers again. 24 of 30 in the second half for 351.
What was the score?
Know how hard it is to throw for 351?
Not
when especially when the pass rush is just pinning ears back,
it's
as
like,
they say.
Jenny,
you know how hard that is against J.J. Watt and Clowney?
If I'm in a basketball game, we're down 50, and I come off the bench and I score 30, what have I done?
Yeah, but you didn't stink it up in the first half. You came off the bench.
Who stunk it up?
Huh? In the second quarter.
Who stunk it up?
I just said.
So, hold on, Skip.
And you know what?
Drown me and then talk about, boy, I did a good job of saving you.
You want to talk about resilience? You want to talk about bounce back? This kid just says, watch this.
Where was the bounce back?
Yeah.
Where's the bounce back, Jenny?
I just told you he threw for more yards in the second half than any half by any quarterback the whole year,
Skip,
including Tom Brady.
Okay.
You believe in that?
Okay, you know what? It just so happens they had a pop-up shop in Houston.
Yeah.
And guess who came, Jenny? Guess who came and got a hot ale?
Hit a pop-up shop.
They've won 9 straight games. They're rolling, man.
Whoa.
They're dangerous.
See what you did? But you didn't say anything about Cincinnati had lost 5 straight when he threw those 4 touchdowns.
Did you realize that was the first road win in, like 4 years for Cleveland?
But you see what you're doing, Skip. I need you to have that same energy.
I'm having it right now.
No.
I'm not backing off.
You didn't say anything that Cincinnati was a mess. You didn't say anything that they had fired their defensive coordinator.
It's
they
a
fired
division
their defensive
rival.
Coordinator.
It's a division
Hold
rival.
Hold on. This is the same Cincinnati Bengals defense. They gave up scores on every possession to the Saints.
Wait, the Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe told me going into the game that Hugh Jackson's going to have a big advantage here because he knows Baker Mayfield, and he's going to tell all the
No, just skip.
If you're going to tell the story, I want you to tell
the whole story.
Yeah,
I said he would have an advantage on the team of the personnel, not just Baker. But see, you didn't have that same energy.
Yeah. What did
Cincinnati
Baker say
is
to
terrible.
You? What did Baker say to Hugh? Don't try to shake my hand. Don't you try to shake.
And that's
my
what
hand.
That's what the Texans said. Yeah. Don't come out here and try to get no love on us. You'll never get your a resume tape looking good on
you
us.
You know what? J.J. Watt should be ashamed of that second half. That was not a good look.
It was a great look. What was the final score?
Huh.
What was the final score?
351 yards in the second half.
Hold up. Do you win game for yards or points?
No, you don't.
What was the point total, Skip?
You know what? Baker Mayfield is far and away the best of the rookie quarterbacks.
That ain't saying much, right?
You had Sam Darnold.
Hold up.
You still like him?
Hold up, Skip.
You still taking Sam Darnold over Baker Mayfield? Nope. Hold up. You're not going to find it in that stat sheet.
Hold on. You want to score 13 points? I know Baker Mayfield is scoring more than 13 points.
We need to make him look for it.
13 points, Skip Bayless. Is that all Baker Mayfield? With three, he threw for the most yards in any half.
Any half, first or second.
And got but 13 points. That's a whole lot of nothing.
Boy, he threw some rockets.
That's like going shopping all day and coming back with nothing.
Here he comes.
Jenny, who do that? I'm on Rodeo Drive for 4 hours. What you get? Nothing. So he threw for 400 yards. What you get, Baker? Nothing.
He got a lot.
No, he get nothing.
Man, he got a B-plus from me.
That's all you need.
You a bull jive. Well, you gave it F.
F, he failed.
Well, that's bull. You know what? That's not just jive. That's bull something else.
Skip, you lose the game. So you already starting at a B. You throw three picks.
F?
That's a C. A pick six. That's a D.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield, keeping it fun
on
this show.
That's Baker hate.
He's going to be back in action this week against another quarterback with some interception issues, and that is Cam Newton.
Oh, Cam got this one.
Oh, really?
Cam got this one. No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.